Hello, this is Gimp Know-How, and this is my first unique tutorial to my portal or website. And this tutorial is going to be how to create a folder icon. So go ahead and open up GIMP. Screen changing tutorial for the loading screen. Thank you, Mike. Okay, so to start, we need to create a new path. Take your paths tool, and we're going to make this folder just a square folder. Make sure you get all the lines straight. It'll look best if you do this. You can readjust a path by just clicking on the little square. Doesn't matter if you don't get the height exactly the same, because we're going to make a little tab which will kind of cover up for it. Now, when you try to connect the paths, clicking directly on the other path will result in you selecting that path. So create a new path and then just drag it over right on top of the circle of the other path that you want to connect it to. Click selection from path. Now you have a selection of a folder shape. Now choose the color you want your folder to be. Since this is going to be a replacement for a Windows folder, I'm going to choose like a black and charcoal gray. There we have our folder. Oh, excuse me, I forgot. I need to stroke on a new layer. Okay, click select, grow, and grow it by 1 pixel. Make a new layer by clicking the new layer button, and then move the layer down underneath your current layer. Fill that layer in with black. This creates an outline. Now, on a new layer, again, we have quite a few layers in this project. Click pattern fill, and select line small, or stripes fine for your pattern. This creates a scan line effect. Turn the opacity down to about 42% is good, because then you retain the scan lines. Select none, and on your layer with the gradient, click alpha to selection again. Take your circle select tool and select intersect with current selection. You can do this by either selecting this mode here or by pressing shift and control while you draw your circle. So take your circle and draw like a circle right around the folder like that. Then take your gradient tool. This is a standard technique for adding gloss, and click FG to transparent with white as your foreground color. Stroke down. This creates a highlight effect. Excuse me, forgot to do it on a new layer. Now tone the highlight down to about 85%. Select none. That's our main folder. We're going to merge all of these down. Not your background layer, though. Now duplicate that layer by clicking the duplicate button located at the bottom of your layer dialog. Take your perspective tool. Use the normal, forward, and the interpolation mode as cubic. When you use your perspective tool, make sure the top two lines stay straight. Just move them over. That's all you have to do. This creates a folder like that. I switched the layer so it opens the correct way a Windows folder should. Now, on the bottom layer, which was the back, I am actually going to go colors, color balance. Oh, excuse me. Colors, brightness, and contrast. And just tone the brightness down, because it is like a shadow. I'm sorry, not a shadow. Ugh, I'm making tons of mistakes. Anyway, now that you have those folders, and that's your design, we are going to make, like, a glow on a type of a folders, but you can only see that at the unique tutorial on my new site. At my new site, we will also be creating a drop shadow and something inside the folders. So thank you for watching this tutorial. You can find my new site at www.gimpknowshow.webs.com. www.gimpknowshow.webs.com. I'll have the link in the description. So thank you for watching this tutorial.